So while the push continues to do something to prevent more climate change from happening, people around the world are struggling to adapt to changes that are already taking place, like higher sea levels and stronger storms. Those are two changes that together can add up to big floods in coastal areas. That's why a lot of communities here in the U.S. and elsewhere are looking to the Netherlands for advice. The Dutch have hundreds of years of experience in keeping their cities dry, but they're hardly resting on their laurels. As David Kattenberg reports, the Dutch are pioneering new flood control systems that are cheap, effective, and a lot more natural than in the past.
This is, of course, an area that we call the Delta.
Mindert de Vries is a Dutch ecologist and dike designer, and we're in a patch of lowland near the city of Dordrecht.
This is the area where the sea meets the rivers, and it comes with its specific problems.
That's an understatement. Squeezed between the Rhine River and the North Sea, Dordrecht is threatened by water from both directions.
So you're sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place, as we say in English.
Yeah. We are stuck between a wet and a wetter place.
These days, Dordrecht is protected from all that water by a series of big dikes made of concrete and stone. But those have problems of their own. So, Mindert and his colleagues at the Dutch research institute Deltares are helping develop a more ecological way to protect the city. It starts by just giving the Rhine more room to flood. In 2016, one of those big old dikes encircling a village upstream will be breached. That will flood these lowlands and lower the river Dordrecht. The village will then be protected by a new, smaller dike.
Not clad in stone or asphalt, but with clay and grass cover, for instance.
Mindert says the new, softer dike will work just as well as the old one, thanks to a row of willow trees.
This dike is now using the principle that a forest can reduce the waves before they hit the dike. And the consequences of that being a lower dike.
The icing on the cake? Clay is cheaper than concrete and has no carbon footprint. Still, building a dike out of clay took some convincing.
The last century, the engineers did not dare to include such principles in their dike design. That has been possible because of in this big room for the river program, there is also room for innovation.
Sometimes the entire country seems like one big lab for flood control innovation.
The sand engine is quite a unique project.
Marcel Steves of Delft Technical University is the lead designer on a nature-based project to protect the cities of South Holland on the North Sea. The sand engine is a huge pile of sand dumped off the coast a few years ago, now being sculpted by winds and currents.
Approximately 1 million cubic meters per year will be diffused. Nature will spread that sediment over that whole stretch between Hoek of Holland and Scheveningen.
And that will build up protective beaches and dunes along the shore. One of the most innovative flood control techniques here in the Netherlands is being fine-tuned in a microbiology lab. Biosealing, it's called. It's a way to seal leaky dikes, because dikes do leak, and it relies on microbes.
Most people know that microbes can clog in the soil, but they normally see it as a problem. We decided, well, it can also be advantage and use it.
Bas van der San is a microbiologist at the Deltares Institute. Bacteria secrete slimy, sticky stuff that can plug wells and bathroom sinks. Van der San is studying how to get bacteria deep inside dikes to do the same. He takes me to his lab.
We will fill them with different types of soil.
Leaky plastic columns are filled with bacteria-rich soil, and the tap is turned on. Feed the bugs sugar, and they grow, secreting slime plus acids that generate clay that hopefully will fill any cracks in a leaky dike.
So we will simulate the leak and introduce every 2 or 3 days the nutrients. So how long will it take till there is clogging, and how strong is the clogging?
Van der San knows it will eventually work because biosealing has already plugged leaky dikes in Amsterdam and Austria.
In Dordrecht, the dike is part of the city.
Many of the flood control innovations at work here in the Netherlands have caught the attention of U.S. engineers in the wake of Hurricanes Sandy and Katrina. Designer Mindert de Vries is helping redesign flood defenses in New Jersey and along the Gulf Coast.
I think we should walk a little bit to the water side.
Of course, if nature fails to deliver, there are more traditional forms of engineering.
And we have all the Ark of Noah to save ourselves.
Back in flood-prone Dordrecht, Mindert points out a full-scale replica of Noah's Ark built by a local eccentric. A good joke: when rains come, waters rise, and talk turns to flood. For The World, I'm Dave Kattenberg, Dordrecht, the Netherlands.